Anthony's going to try and get one more shot off for him. Corner, the buzzer. Oh, he puts it in! Mark Messier. Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
What's going on, YouTube? Welcome back to TKN Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Tracewell. How are we doing? How was the first week of college football? How was the first weekend last weekend? Did everybody enjoy it? Did everybody enjoy that game that we had in Dublin, Ireland? Did everybody love how that went over, how that went out, how Georgia Tech, the number one team and running in the ACC all last year, came alive and took down Mike Norvell and Florida State? Who would ever saw that coming? It took 9 years for that team to beat a top 10 opponent. And guess what? They did it. They ran the ball great. Defensive was a little struggle, I think, on both sides, but I was more shocked at how the way the Florida State team played than Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech defense stood up. One thing they were weak at last year, we all knew, was their defense. They were great on the offensive side of the ball, but they showed up when it mattered most on the defense this year. The coordinator coming from Duke, they look great. Congratulations, Georgia Tech, getting their first top 10 win since 2015, who was against Florida State as well in 2015. So Georgia Tech opened up college football really well. And then, you know, we had continue on into Thursday. We had UCF get a win. Kansas, Jalen Daniels has returned. He beat Linda Moot 48-3. Colorado played North Dakota State. They beat him 31-26. That was a thriller game. No defense. Travis Hunter played like a superstar, played like the number one pick in the NFL draft next year. Travis Hunter had 7 receptions for 132 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Jimmy Horn Jr. had 7 receptions for 198 yards and 1 touchdown. He averaged 28 yards per reception. Listen, this team was thrilling, fun to watch, and absolutely exciting for all the games that happened within the last couple of days. I enjoyed the Colorado game. The Kansas game looked pretty decent. Not on the fact of competitiveness, but it's good to see Jalen back. It's good to see what the Big 12's got to offer. You know, for Utah, shutting out Southern Utah. For Kansas playing as well as they did. So for UCF playing as well as they did. I know it was against highly inferior opponents, but to see the Big 12 open up and these teams play dominantly and play like, you know, they got nothing to lose, they look great. It's fun. It was a good opener for most of the Big 12. Now, college football is back. And yeah, we could talk a lot about different games today. We really could. We could talk about Clemson and Georgia. I know that's a big-time game everybody wants to talk about. I know that's a conversation people like to talk about. We could talk about Notre Dame and Texas A&M. What's Riley Leonard and Duke going to – what's Riley Leonard coming from Duke, going to Notre Dame? No more Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. They lost some defensive guys. So is Texas A&M going to be formidable? Are they going to be a good squad this year or not? I'm not sure. We can talk about Oklahoma State, their opener. We can talk about Cincinnati. We can talk about all Kansas State. Listen, there's a lot of different teams we could talk about. But there's only one game, I think, on Saturday outside of Georgia and Clemson that makes really big noise. That'd be the West Virginia Mountaineers taking on number 8 Penn State. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, home opener for the West Virginia Mountaineers since the late 80s. This is the last time they played Penn State at home for a home opener. Major Harris was there. It's been a long time. It's been a while. So look, the game is different than it was. And West Virginia played Penn State last year. Now, what were the weaknesses last year? West Virginia had a hard time throwing the ball against Penn State last year. Penn State, new quarterback, new running back, kind of like a new formidable team coming together last year. And they struggled in the begin with, but they got their offensive going and they got their defense going. And really, it took them longer than people expected, but they did take over and win the game in a good formality last year against West Virginia at their home, right? Now they're coming to Morgantown. I don't care what people say. Morgantown is different on game day. The Mountaineers are different on game day. For Look at this team. Look at this West Virginia team. Garrett Green, Hudson and Clement, sorry. C.J. Donaldson Jr. Pretty formidable offensive line. I know we lost our center, who's in the Pittsburgh Steelers now. I'm excited for that. But in defense, Jordan Leslie, defense coordinator, coming back. Defense is not looking bad. Listen, West Virginia has got their back against the wall. This Penn State team, they're good. Nicholas Singleton, Drew Allar, this defense, the expectations on James Franklin, right? James Franklin is that guy. James Franklin is now the second, technically should be the second best coach in the Big Ten. I know Dan Lanning just joined, but he should be the second best coach behind Ryan Day since there's no more Jim Harbaugh. This West Virginia team could scare Penn State quickly, could knock off Penn State quickly. When I look at this team and look at West Virginia with Gary Green, what they have done, what has Neil Brown done with this kid, the way he's progressed over seasons to, you know, instead of just looking at one target and running, you know, going through his progressions, improving out throughout every single season, and also having his leg ability, being able to run the ball and be able to getting away and creating more offense for this West Virginia football team, along with like a C.J. Donaldson Jr., who is a great runner, but, you know, sometimes just doesn't hit the right holes. And really, for me, C.J. lacked off, you know, when they taught him to be a running back. When he was a tight, when he came into West Virginia, he was recruited as a tight end. He was never recruited to play running back. He happened to just play running back. They happened to throw him in there, and all he knew how to do was just run the ball and run it towards the end zone. And when he did that, he did the right thing, and he was a great running back. But when he learned to start juking and all that, it caused so much problems, and, you know, he caused him injury and stuff like that. But I think with him and White also getting to share the snaps a little bit, that White is out of the backfield. He's a beast. That boy's a beast. He can move the ball. Hudson Clement on the receiving. Gallagher out on the receiving. Listen, they have a formal team. They have a good enough team to be able to beat Penn State. But they got to play their cards right. This is a noon game on Saturday at home. Fans are going crazy. Pat McAfee showing up to town. Striped out stadium against the number 8 team in the country. West Virginia not favored. Plus 250 to win this football game. Penn State is a -7.5 to win. There are, most people say there's no way West Virginia has a chance. But when this could be a game that Penn State walks into thinking, okay, we took care of business last year. These guys think they're going to beat us. That's not going to happen. And if they sleep on this West Virginia team, I'm telling you, West Virginia will get the better of them. They have all the capability to do it. Neil Brown, I've been on my podcast for a long time claiming that I don't like Neil Brown, claiming that I haven't trusted his climb. And let's be fair here. He was probably the number one coach last year for me that was on the hot seat. I thought if he had another bad season, if he had 5 bad seasons, that he had to go. And he proved me wrong, and I'll give him his credibility. He got 9 wins last year. He had a good winning season. This team looked good. He returned a lot of players. A lot of people came back. They're wanting to be able to compete for the Big 12 championship game. They're wanting to be able to compete maybe for the college football playoff spots. This team is trying to go up. This program is on its way up, and Neil Brown's trust the climb. I will trust it. I will watch it. And I hope that this team comes out and they just shock the world. I want West Virginia to shock the world. I want West Virginia to win this game so bad. I really do. I think West Virginia can win this game by 6 points. If they play their cards right, faulty mistakes by Drew, it's all in the hands of Singleton and Drew Allar. Singleton out of the backfield and Drew Allar. If Drew fails, messes up, we cause him problems, mistakes, little things that Drew can do for us to be able to get the best advantage for West Virginia. And I'm a Mountaineer fan through and through, and I'm an Alabama fan, Roll Tide. But this team right here, West Virginia, can beat Penn State. And Garrett Green, is he the Heisman? Could he be Heisman? Yeah, I don't know about that. I really don't know. I don't know if he could be Heisman. I don't think he's Heisman material. I think there's too many quarterbacks I've taken over him right now. I take Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe. I take Shedeur Sanders. I take just, you know, obviously you're just your couple quarterbacks right there that you're going to take over that. I take Will Howard over him right now. Not saying that Garrett Green's not better than Will Howard, but I'd probably take Will Howard over him. I would take DJ out of Florida State. I would take Dylan Gabriel at Oregon. Like, there's Garrett Green. Has he got potential? Yes. Could he shock everybody? Yes. Would I like to see it? Of course I'd like to see it. But the odds are not in his favor for the Heisman. But could he lead West Virginia to a great season? Could West Virginia maybe eclipse themselves to a Big 12 championship game? Could they do it with this roster? Could this team do it? Yes, of course they could. I don't think their schedule is the toughest schedule. I don't. Okay? We don't have to see Utah. That's great. I'd rather not see Utah at all. Oklahoma State, I know we're going to have to see Oklahoma State. I know we'll have to see Kansas and Kansas State. We won't have to see, I'm pretty sure we don't have to see Colorado at all this year. We won't have to see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to go through. We won't have to see BYU this year. We won't see Houston this year. We won't see TCU. I don't think we see TCU this year. I know we see Texas Tech at the end of the year. UCF is going to be a tough one. Arizona State, I don't think we see Arizona State. Just a couple teams. I know we played Arizona, who's new into this Big 12. I know UCF's coming back loaded. I'm just happy we don't have to see Utah. I really am. Kansas State, I question their quarterback capability without Will Howard. I really do. Oklahoma State, consistent always with Mike Gundy. TCU, Texas Tech, I don't see much threat out of them. Cincinnati, Baylor, BYU, Arizona State, those teams, I don't see much threat. Colorado, their defense looked awful against North Dakota State. I love their offense, love Shedeur and Travis. I think those two are top five picks in the NFL draft, but the rest of their team is horrible. Kansas, be a pretty good threat. Arizona, be a good threat. Utah, be a good threat. UCF will be a good threat. So we have to face UCF, Arizona, Kansas. I think we can take care of Kansas pretty quickly. I think that it will be an easier one because Jalen Daniels he potentially gets hurt all the time, and I'm not too sure about their offensive skill. You know, I don't know exactly what their run game looks like since he's not going to be running the football too much at all himself. UCF, RPO game, going to be really good, but I'm not so concerned because West Virginia runs a good RPO game as well, so it's just kind of a match-on-match right there, you know, match-to-match. Arizona be the one. Fafita, he's the one that we're going to have to question, right? Fafita is the one that's coming in with a lot of talent. They have a lot of expectations for him out of Arizona, so he's the one I have no idea how to represent. I'm glad we're not seeing Utah and Cam Rising, though. I really don't want to see a Utah defense, and I don't want to see Cam Rising, at least not till the Big 12 championship game. You can hold off for that. But, however, outside that, West Virginia, Penn State, I'm going to do this every single week. We're going to talk about West Virginia. I want to talk about the game happening that week and how this team looks. I believe in Neil Brown. I believe in Garrett Green. I believe in this team. Go get it done. Just go get it done. Go shock the world. Don't play like you have expectations. When West Virginia plays, like people, like they got an expectation to win this game, right? When they feel like they expect themselves to win this game, they'll lose. They'll lose. If you don't understand what I'm saying, if they have expectations, these expectations, they're going to lose. They always do it. They always do it. They always lose if they expect themselves to win. When they play and act like they got nothing to lose, it's them against the world. West Virginia in Morgantown at home is a different football team. They are just built different. This team is built different, and this university, this program, they are built different when everybody is against them. When we are the underdogs, we prevail. Play like that. Go in there. Listen to the noise. Listen to the chirping. Listen to West Virginia can't win this game. West Virginia doesn't belong on the same field as Penn State. James Franklin is superior to Neil Brown. Go in there and steal it from them. You steal this game from Penn State. There's a lot of people not only looking at the Penn State failure. There's a lot of teams in the Big 12, the competitors in the Big 12 looking and going, yo, they just took out the number 8 team. on opening day. We got to play them here later on in the year. Whew, this is going to be a good football team. They're going to be a tough team to play, so we're going to have to prepare for them quickly. But Neil Brown, Pat McAfee's show is great. Neil Brown's good to hear from. Garrett Green, good to hear from. Exciting, thrilling. I don't know what this is going to be called, what this kind of segment or this little show is going to be called, but it's basically we're talking about the West Virginia game every week until the end of the season. So we'll talk about their progression. We'll talk about their opponents. We'll talk about who they play. And obviously we'll dive deeper into every single week. But this is Penn State week. Albany's next week. And then we'll jump into the backyard brawl. Can't wait for the backyard brawl. Always one of my favorite games. Always one of my favorite games. This will be the last year we play the backyard brawl for a little bit. We don't play them again, I think, for another 2 years, I think. It's either 1 or 2 years we take a break from the backyard brawl. But I'm excited for that. Penn State, this last time we're going to play them for a while. They got us last year. Let's go get them back. Let's go, Mountaineers. Let's go, Mountaineers. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. Enjoy opening week of college football. Enjoy watching Clemson and Georgia. Georgia, I think, quick prediction, Georgia's going to win that game. And then Notre Dame and Texas A&M just highlighting the big name games. I'm interested to see what Riley Leonard and Notre Dame's going to do. I pretty much expect Notre Dame to win the game because I think offensively they're going to be better than Texas A&M. That's just my overall opinion. And then LSU and USC. Questions on USC's quarterback since Caleb Williams' departure. LSU, yes, they lost Jaden Daniels in the Heisman Trophy winner, but their defense is always formidable. So we'll give their defense the credit they deserve. And enjoy college football. Let's go West Virginia Mountaineers. I'll see y'all later.